Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, I've been eager to get to this today. This went totally in a different direction than I thought it was going yesterday, man.
Because whoever got the original text, what was her name?
Leslie.
Leslie thought it was from a stranger and it wasn't intended for her.
We've all been here before, right? Mm-hmm. Like where you get a random text from somebody and it's not intended for you. So they screwed up one number in the whole thing. And it's just generally a, hey, meet you out at 7 or hey, what's going on? And that doesn't intrigue you. It's just a wrong text, big deal. But from time to time, you get one that's really intriguing. Like, I got to know what this is all about. And Leslie called us yesterday and this was the case for her.
I got a text about 3 weeks ago, and it was a number that I didn't recognize. It was a 678 area code, and it just said, it's not all about you, leave it alone.
Ooh.
And I was like, what is this? So I texted back, I was just like, huh, who is this? And all that I got back was, seriously?
So we got three calls, but this one here was the one that I called back and I got an answer to. The other ones just, they all went to voicemail. So, hey, Leslie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Now, I'm going to play the audio back for you of the call I made yesterday. But according to this person, you already know what this is all about.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You have no idea, zero idea what that number was and what that message meant.
I have no idea at all.
Otherwise, why would she have called us?
Well, somebody here is really confused. Somebody's very confused.
Wait, they said that I know what it's about?
Well, I'll play the call for you, but she said you know exactly what this is all about.
Wow.
And you know that it was intended for you as well.
Whoa.
Whoa, I have no idea. I have no idea who this person is or what they're talking about.
Okay, well, I'll play the call for you. Her voice is disguised, but there was no way to disguise her voice and not disguise mine, so mine's on the voice disguiser also here, I think.
Okay.
We've tweaked everybody's voice. So this is the call that I made to her yesterday, and I'll just play it for you. It's like 4 minutes long, and then we'll come back to you, and we'll get your reaction to it, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. This is going to be an awkward conversation. I'm actually calling from a radio station here in Atlanta. My name is Bert, and it's Q100 and the Bert Show.
Oh gosh, yeah, I know.
You know what?
I know your show.
You know the show?
Yeah, but I'm not on the air or anything, right?
No, you're not on the air right now.
Okay.
But there's a reason why I'm calling you, and it's a strange one, so just hear me out for a second. One of our listeners called us up.
I heard. I was listening. I'm a listener, too.
So you heard what happened on the air with the whole text message and everything?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So I'm not going to use your name. We're going to tweak your voice and voice disguises so nobody knows who you are.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I told you I don't want to be on the air.
Well, I won't use anything at all if you say that I can't use it, but just hear me out for 1 second. I was going to put you on tomorrow if you even want to talk about what the text message was all about, but I was going to use a fake name for you, and I was going to voice disguise your voice so nobody will know it's you. And if not, then I'll stop recording, and this conversation goes nowhere.
Okay, you can use a voice disguiser, but I don't really want to go too much into this, but okay.
Here's what she told us. She said that, so you know who I'm talking about. You know it's Leslie that called.
Yeah.
And she said that she got the random text message that said something like, it's not all about you, let it go, or something like that. And she says she has no idea who it came from or what it was all about. But obviously, you were listening this morning, so you knew this call was coming.
It's unbelievable that she's going to say she doesn't know why she got it and what it's about. It's really unbelievable.
Would she have your phone number? Like, it obviously wasn't in her contact list, so why would she even have your number?
That's the point. She knows exactly what it's about, and for her to feign, you know, ignorance is just insulting to me and to all my coworkers.
To your coworkers?
You know, I can't really go into any detail, but basically, you can just let her know, or she's probably listening right now, that, you know, it's not a good idea to backstab your fellow coworkers. It will come back to you. And she knows what, she absolutely knows what's going on.
Okay. She was under the impression that this came in randomly, so now that she knows that it came from somebody that knows her, maybe
she's lying. She's just lying. She's just, you know, deluded and thinks she can do whatever she wants and it won't ever come back. And it's time for her to wake up and know that's not the case. And next time it would be a lot worse than a text message, so she should consider herself lucky.
Wow.
That's
okay.
All I can say right now.
I'll let it go with that, so she should at least understand what it's about now.
Yeah, she already knew, believe me.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Woo.
Whoa.
Oh, a lot of animosity.
So that my gosh.
So does that ring a bell?
Do you know who it is?
I have no idea who that is.
Are you serious? Come on.
I really don't. I mean, this is so, it's so weird because there's been like a lot of drama in the office, but I have not played a heavy hand in that. I mean, I haven't done anything that anybody else hasn't been doing. I've talked to like a couple coworkers about it, but
what is it? What's been going on at work?
Stabbing.
Yeah, what's the drama going on?
So there's this convention in London in the next couple months, and our boss chooses two employees to go with her. And there's one girl who is, she's like a shoo-in, she's like amazing, and she should be going. You know, she deserves it because she works really hard, and she should be going. And then the second spot was a little bit up in question, and there's this new guy there who's like really good-looking and you know, really smooth, and it seems like he might be the one getting to go to this convention, which is kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's just been kind of rumors going around. And
are you dating this guy in the office by any chance?
No.
So why would you get the text message? It's not all about you. Leave it alone.
I don't know. I mean,
do you want to go to the conference, and you've been pitching so that you could go?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been working really hard, and I've been working there for a long time, and I sort of feel like I deserve to go, but I haven't done anything. You know, all that I've done is vented to one coworker, mm-hmm. and she's like a really close friend of mine. So I really have no idea who this person is who is so vindictive.
She might not be that close a friend because didn't it feel to you guys like this was a problem within the office?
Mm-hmm.
Like she said something about the coworkers. So it doesn't sound like it's a you and one other person problem. It sounds like there are a bunch of coworkers that are unhappy with your behavior and she was the only one that texted you.
I mean, that is what it sounded like, but I really am kind of dumbfounded because I don't think that I've acted out of turn. I don't think that I've been crazy or anything like that, but you know, I work really hard, and it is upsetting to me because you know there's rumors circulating around, and like this guy is I don't know.
This guy is what, with the boss or with what?
Yeah, with the boss. I mean,
and that's why
you know,
she's taking him.
Really good looking, and I there's no other reason why she would take him because he's new and he's not as qualified as I am or even someone else would be.
Well, it sounds like there are two totally different stories going on in the office. I mean, either way, it's going to be uncomfortable when you walk in the door today.
Is everybody vying for the slot to go to London? Is everybody qualified to try to go?
Well, some people more so than others. But, there's a few that could potentially go. But this guy is not qualified to go.
And you haven't mixed it up at all? Like, you haven't gone to the boss and said, look, this dude doesn't deserve to go or she doesn't deserve to go? Nothing like that?
No, that would be totally out of place for me to do. I would never be able to. I don't have that relationship with her where I could do that.
Hey, Barbara, this is pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, why don't you, I mean, she knows your number now, so you can't call from your number, but call from a random number. She'll either pick up or it'll go to voicemail, and you'll know who it is. And then go deal with it.
That seems pretty
accent.
Easy right there. Yeah, she's from Conyers.
I'd rather you call her.
Yeah, right. I mean, that would make things pretty easy. Hey, Amy, good morning. Yeah. You're on Q100.
Hey, okay, so this is just one possible scenario. You know the lady that you were talking about who works really hard, who's a shoo-in? She might have maybe just heard a rumor that you were trying to take her position to go to London, and maybe that's her calling in and being like, why are you trying to, I guess, like, mess with my, like, trip that I might be getting that I worked hard for.
That's a good theory.
So that's a possible scenario.
Mm-hmm. That is a really good theory.
It's obviously a misunderstanding if you have no clear idea of what's going on.
Hey, Jill, good morning. Yeah. You want in on this?
Hey, good morning. I had just the most out there thought, but I think it's the boss. The only person she's questioning is the boss's choice of the guy. And the threat at the end that next time it's going to be worse than a text message sounds to me like she might be saying next time it could be your job or something.
You know what? You're not the only one with that theory. Hey, Lauren, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. Hey. I actually agree. I was just about to say that I think it's the boss simply because of what she said. It could be a lot worse than the text message.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, would be her job, especially if there's rumors going around about the dude and the boss, you know, hooking up. Or I think that's what she had said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Well, we're going to have to catch up with you maybe even tomorrow and find out how today went. And also call that number when you get off with us. And if you find anything, then give us a call back.
I think your theory about waiting until you get in the office to call the number.
Why?
Because you get to see who answers the phone.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just afraid that that person I called yesterday has already changed the voicemail to something that's not personalized at all.
But still, yeah.
Pull that tiger thing. Please please change your outgoing voicemail message. This is big.
This is big.
You got to do this for me. So, Leslie, let's talk to you tomorrow morning and find out how things go today in the office, okay?
Okay, great.
Good luck.
Thanks for your help.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
You're on The Burt Show.